Sabbath, I thought that Pinchas was right. Pinchas is here?
Yeah.
Left. All right. And about five is wrong. I thought that the Gemara even seems to say that in fact, case last plus semi territory Sabbath does apply to the Sifri Dab Tarifa, which is not a full Navi, and a non-full Navi, and that which seems to me to indicate that the principle does apply. They went even further than that. They can even read a Pesibu. That's even a further step. But before you even get to that, the fact that, that they're permitted to do so indicates that there is an Eitzlachus concept over here. I should add in this context that the Vilna Gaon is part of the Shita Person Kumur Daf Yudalei. That's a whole din of Varav Shebisav Yetzar HaShalom HaFez. Only to be mostly someone in the Tzibu. To be mostly somebody else. That's the answer to many kashas that way. So therefore, the Gemara gives you like a Hava HaTalia. It's all the same thing. That they didn't have Sifra Dab Tarek, that they'd be mostly someone else in the Haftorah. And that's considered Dvar Shibachtav. That's not just an example of Dvar Shibachtav. That is the use of Dvar Shibachtav. Because he's like, Rav HaTalia, and that yesterday said about that yesterday, I'm looking at the back of my class, I'm missing a piece. So far, I thought Pinchas was right. That's Aleph. Then, this is Mechabah, Ari just showed me the Simon Mem Tet, and Orach Chaim, Gevaldig and Mechabah. We talked about, here's the other Tet, that even though there's Ram Shibachtav, and there's Ram Lapeh, but Krishma, things that you know, Klar, there's no such prohibition. This is going to the Shidu, which maintains that it's probably a question of making a mistake. I'm going to make a mistake. If you know about pain, I'm not going to make any mistakes. Now, this could lead one to a corollary that there's no issue if you read for a printed work, even if the printed work is not Lucius Kisviat Hadish. There are some talks who will say you shouldn't read Sukkim unless you're reading it from a printed work. But Lachar Meikar Adin is nothing, because that printed work will seem to have no, especially just printing that without you don't Sukkim or Fim Sukkim, that has no status in Halach. Oh, so the Mechaber and Orach Chaim does what she taught when you're there, Reish Pei Beis, where he says the dinner that's also to write a Megillah, the Islamic book. But since the Shach argues, and even the Taz argues, they both argue, and say that we don't accept that Mechaber, that someone should get up and then test and scream, and say this whole dinner doesn't apply. I looked at Mr. Brewer, I couldn't find anyone screaming, not even talking. It means a little bit of a pellet. They should have said the dinner doesn't apply, it's Asher Hashem. Alright, but the Taz, he wrote a statement on Orach Chaim, he's quiet. Maybe this is she taught, so that's only because of eight glasses, and it has to be measured very carefully. If it's not an eight, it's only tchuya. So it's not so tchuya. But the truth is, if it's an eight glasses, what are you going to do? That's what exactly what it says in the parish in the Ardea. If you're a person that has to get out of a chumash to read Krishna, so it's just not going to work. So therefore we have a different head there. You don't come up with a head there that people know Krishna. What about the Hallelujah head? I don't know about that. So most are not supposed to be able to read. So you get the impression, how can the Mechaber talk about that? So they read it from the Siddur. The Siddur, they didn't consider it to be, they considered it to be Valpeh, or it's Valpeh. They say the Pharisee in Yardaya. It's a little bit of an enigma. The bottom line is what we said, that we followed them with the Shach and the Taz, and what they call the Rift and the Mordechai and the Taisus, that there's no din of Ram Shabbat to make Baf Hashem. So then there's a Chlava problem. You have to come on to what the Mechaber and the Siddur said. This is what she taught them. No, this ties into the meaning of the Mogan Avraham about reading a Haftorah from a cloth. The Ravush that did from a cloth is in the Reish Pei Dalit, and the Mogan Avraham says, no, there's a need of Eid Ba'at Lashem. Fine. But then he says, and this is, I think, where the Rav Chashom got it from. And now, that is this first. There's no Shas HaTchak anymore. Just take a printed Navi and then read from the printed Navi. That's what it says Mogul Avraham, Reish Pei Dalit. Aye, the Prince of Navi has no Kedusha because it's missing some of the ingredients of Kisvei HaKadosh. It's not written with proper ink, and it's not written on proper parchment, written on paper. Well, he found a Shulchan Gevurah that for things other than Kedusha V'Torah, not Ma'akim. Aye, it's not written by Gelila, and therefore this is no connection between one page and the other, I'll feed in. Well, he looks for some other sources, it doesn't matter. Now, I don't have it in front of me, but I remember we looked at this in the Yonim last. I thought that the Maharal was Shver, that the Pashtus is that you do have to have these things. Even if you don't have to, even if you have to have a Galilo or some kind of sphere with a proper Gideon or something. I thought there's no connection to one peg to the next in our printed the image, you gain nothing from using the full Tanakh. And on the other hand, we seem to say the meaning is like the shock that the whole thing is sutra. So that's why the meaning that most shuls have, and they read after the plain chumash, the stone chumash, which has in the back, after all the parshas, after all the parshas, eight, and that's all they have there. But there's a very good basis for that meaning, based on the combination of the effectiveness of the kula of the shock, the sutra, and on the relative ineffectiveness of the remedy of the mogen avraham. And the difficulty of the real remedy of the levush, which is to get a cloth, get the entire proper navi with kitzur kodesh. That's what I thought. That's the information. We touch on all the controversial points of the time. Let's say that. I missed something. What I missed? I guess I got most of the controversial points. Okay, now we return to our discussion of the Tosfos and Masechta Menachos, the Lamed Amud Aleph, the Rabbeinu Meshulam. At the end of the shiur yesterday, there was a rough shot and a whopper Rambam. The Rambam says that you don't have to have a minion for the last eight Sukkot Shema Torah. You don't have to have a minion, a Chiddush Nifla. So the Rav explained as follows, this concept of briefly, that the need for a minion is because the Kriyat HaTorah, the recreation of Lamed HaSinai, which is a very good philosophy, which we'll see soon. So the recreation of Lamed HaSinai. What do you mean recreation of Lamed HaSinai? Most of it was given in the after Sinai. Given in an old lawyer, it's given in the Midbar, whatever. Yeah, but that's also the same thing. Moshe Rabbeinu was over the Kosev, as we have our gears on the side. But he said the whole Torah, and then he wrote it down. That means there was an instruction of these Sukkim in the Torah by Moshe Rabbeinu to Am Yisrael, and we try to recreate that. Not that our Balkor is Moshe Rabbeinu, not that the 10 people there are Klal Yisrael, but in the miniature, we have a recreation of the act of transmission of the Mesorah. So back to Lamed HaSinai and the subsequent Giluy Shechina in Moshe Rabbeinu's lifetime. That's what we do whenever we have Kriyat Torah. That's have a minion to represent the Klal Yisrael. The Mele Rabbi said, the last eight Sukkim, which Moshe Rabbeinu did not say Balkor, they only wrote it down. Why? So the Rav explained, Holom Hashmon Acham Mitzvot Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe calls to Vedem. It doesn't mean he was crying from emotion, as Rashi said. He was crying because he wasn't able to give the Kedusha, the Sefer Torah, its full Kedusha, because he wasn't able to finish it and make it all relevant and part of the Mitzvah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted his death to be included in the Chavishka Moshe Torah. And it couldn't be correct until he died, and now he's alive. There's no way out of that bind. So therefore, presumably, Mashmona Chavish Moshe means that the full Kedusha came later on, and therefore not in his lifetime. They couldn't, that's why he cried. And that's what it means, whole Vishnani Yishnani, that even though he himself wrote it, but at a different level, different kind of Kedusha, Kedusha, if you will, it was written down without a previous Amira, and presumably after Moshe Rabbeinu died, it became true, so then it was given somehow the full status of Kedusha of the remainder of the Sefer Torah. This is why I don't need a minyan according to the Rambam, and this is the his explanation. So we understand that she did the Rambam, but we haven't even begun to explain Rabbeinu Meshulam, who's difficult on so many counts. Rabbeinu Meshulam says that all the Torah you have to have the normal thing is the Balkore read, and the Ola says along in an undertone. But the eighth Sukkim, he doesn't say anything. So we are toasting the Kasha Namuan. He doesn't read. This whole idea about the whole history of Balkore came later on. This man of Talmud was the person who got there. He read himself. One person. Right? And number two, he can't have two readings because it's Trekola Mishnami. So he'll say he's reading in a little whisper, so what does that accomplish? If the kids are in big trouble, Rabbeinu Meshulam, even after the Rav Gevaldik Pshat and the Rambam, that's when the Rambam, Rabbeinu Meshulam was still stuck. So I'd like to explain to you a Chiddush that I had based on another part of the Rav. So this Chiddush is printed in the Beit Yosef Shol, which is dedicated to the memory of the Rav, and Hanan Binyan, which is to do the same for Torah, so I gave my own Shtickle Torah, but I based it on two stories of the Rav. So I think I did better than most. So once the Rav we explained, it's Pshat the Rambam. And now I'm going to give you a second verse from the Rav. So let me go back to the rush to accept the Megillah that I asked you to see. We'll read you a very short excerpt, and I don't have it in front of you, most of you. I'll give you a brief excerpt. This is what it says. The rush says, like this, that the person gets an aliyah, it quotes a Yerushalmi. So there's an Indian of recreating Matan Torah in our Kriyas HaTorah. That's what we see in the Rosh. But we have to recreate that concept. Then in discussing the question of having a Balkari and an Oleh, so the Rosh writes as follows. Persons in Menachos and now Adapt Aflamit talks about the capacity to be Kurim, but the Rosh doesn't like that too much. He doesn't like the Dinyan. The Hasam, if you won't let them read Nimnul Zav to be Kurim, for Avraham Asher Kosim Torah. So if we don't let these guys are going to be embarrassed. And they won't show up. They'll be mavat when it says to say a bikurim. Abel hacha bikiyin yikru, v'achem yimnu. Umach mas abusha yitnu leim lo adapasha. They can't lay, so they won't get an aliyah. And then they'll learn how to lay. What's a terrible thing? I do know your neighbor with it. Don't have 7 people who can lay. Okay, but in those shuls, they have at least 7 balkari. Probably more than that. Or chasing at the bit. So the same 7 guys got an aliyah every week. These 7 guys, not a lay. Everyone else wanted an aliyah, not a lay. Look the rush. Elanira Hatam, Fisha'ena called the key in Batamia Kriya. They see me also in the Kriyasa. Mahu Be'enav Kiyodea. How'd the rush describe the reality so well? He thinks he knows that a lay. That's the problem. The Lloyd group of Tarsal and Suya Mashat. So I'll fight with the Gabai, Gabai. I want a lane. Achein is kino she yikwesh li aksibo shu boki bekriya. If I was to get a class in my shul, I'd have to have it with a balkar. Because I have a guy get up there and say, I know how to Gabai say master for me. And then say he wants to learn it from the class, and he will shecht every other word. So I mean, I'm not interested in that. I'd rather have someone read it from the Chumash. The truth is, we have people read from the Chumash who shecht the team from the Chumash. All right, but if it's from the Chumash, everyone knows it's supposed to land along in an undertone. If it's not from, if it's from a class, you really don't have to. You should be also in. So then the Gufit, the Kitzah. Okay, I'm just going to start to go back. Umi Komako, this is the key line. Gava omei likros yikra benachas uvizikzukim shliach tibur. Shalote bracha levatala. You have to read along. There shouldn't be a bracha levatala. Velo mistaber shehu yivarech al kriyat shliach tibur. And it's not mistaber that I, the Oleh, should make a bracha when Yaakov the Balkare reads. Not mistaber. That's a cool, direct quotation of the Rosh. Why is it not mistaken? It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And Simon Kuf, those of you who there are not that many Mishaburus Kelek beings around, but there's still enough, maybe even as enough as given the audience of today that you can look on with your partner at least, or with a friend. And Simon Kuf, Mem Aleph, these days quoted Kamat Verbatim. Lo yikru shnayim ala ola kori v'shat shotek. O shat kori v'ola likro v'kol rom. When we call them tzorach lo likro se mashat kre shalo te birchas ala vatova. Ela she tzorach likro se benachat shalo yishmi ala oznov. Or not the oznei achayim any of it. So we're not going to go into that right now. Frek the taz. Why? Why? Why can't the bracha be the bracha which the Oleh says, which should relate to the kriya of the Balkari? He doesn't see what's wrong with it. More than that, he calls the Mefurish a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is talking about a Megillah. The Megillah, we do this halacha l'maisa. You ever go to someone, meet a Megillah, you ready to hear the Megillah, you ready to go to the shul, you going to read it to someone sick and in bed, you read the Megillah for him, who makes the bracha? Who makes the bracha? Who makes the bracha? Depends, it's in the Hagen, but certainly it's perceptible, it's done very commonly. The Chola makes the bracha, and you lay. But the Chola makes the bracha, and you lay. No, he makes the bracha, and you lay. The Mefurish Yerushalmi, that it works. Black and white. Echad Kori V'echad Nevarach, the Shomei HaKaoneh. And the Prichor gets his cash against the Rishali, from the Shulchan, on the Shulchan Aruch, the Rosh, from the Rishali. Here's the cash. So that we understand the Rosh, not the Svara, and we also don't understand it's against the Mefurash Rishali. So the Rosh gives the following answer to these questions. And he said it based upon something that his great-grandfather, a namesake of Yosher Be'er of Brisk, said. We have it here in Camp Debate Salavi in Chumash, the end of Bereshit. It's also quoted in the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh on Purim, Simon Yud Gimel. Debate Salavi said a Chiddush. Birchas Kohanim, said Debate Salavi, require Kol Ra. Right. Amor Lahem, Chazal Darshan, the Kol Ra. What happens if you have two Kohanim? One is a full voice. She's ready to scream out, give a rest. With a tenth Kohen, they're all screaming full voice. And there's one Kohen who never has laryngitis and can't get the words out. But he wants to go duchen. So he has to shout about the rope. Can I duchen? I'll pick my hands up high. I have no problem with that. And I'll be yotze with Shomer Kohen. The Kohen will duchen. I'll be yotze Shomer Kohen. Why not? Shomer Kohen works with Kolat HaRakula. So the Beis HaLevi says it doesn't work. It doesn't work. This is a quotation of the Beis HaLevi, a direct quote. It says, "Ani yoso shel haKohen haShomea hare eino nishma lehaom haShomim v'lo odif haKohen haShomea mi'im haya omer v'furish peperak v'lachash v'lo yot." I've found a quotation of the Beis HaLevi in Chumash. After Bereish. What does that mean? So, his colleagues in the thief understood that the Beis HaLevi meant that whenever there's a particular detail which must be fulfilled, it's not enough just to say something. You have to say with a particular extra din, that extra din cannot be satisfied by Shomei HaKohen. So in the Meshiv Dover, Chelagal of Simon Mem Zayin, he says it's against the Mefurish Mishnah, which is quoted by Atos. Bikurim. The Anisa V'Amarta, Chazal Dash of the Kolra. Yeah, we just saw the Mishnah with the Rishalmi. That if I was walking, they didn't know how to read the Bikur Bikurim. No problem. They have an effect of Al-Kairi, who would know Arami Obi-Dobi very well. He said to everybody who walked in, Shalom Levayish. So the Beis HaLevi is against the Mefurish Din, the Mishnah. That's in the Tziv Kash. But the Rav answered that the Tziv misunderstood the Beis HaLevi, and the words can be misunderstood. I'll read the words one more time. I mean, it's really sounds the way that the Tziv understood it. So no, not what it means at all. At all. L'olam, Shomei HaKohen works for everything. For all the details in the world of work. And the Kohen, it has to be that way. That's where the Mikroi Kodesh comes in Megillah, in Turim, Simon Yud Gimel, he discusses this issue. And he quotes that there are seven, quoted from the Ragachava. The wise and the custom that the Aseret and the Haman are said by the entire team before the Baltari says it. You have any Yoshua? You stop? You have any Yoshua? Huh? And they have some Chamesh, Rafiz, Beish, Aseret. And the Baltari goes over all those words. So the Ragachava is quoted here saying, that's because you have to have Benishim Ha'akas, Marmagila. So if I hear the Valkyrie Benishim Ha'akas, I'm taking five breaths in between. And even if I don't take five breaths in between, it's not Shayak, the Benishim Ha'akas relate to me. Acharib is in the Ragachov. And it's the Eve of the Rav. He pays and ties this into the Beis HaLevi, which you just said. And apparently Ragachov tied into another Indian that is quoted in Tosfos and Brachos of Memzor. But we say Ne'eman in the Birchas HaBsorah. What's Ne'eman? Ne'eman after was that whole the second half of a bracha. What's the second? It's only half of a bracha. It's the only before Ne'eman. So why? It's supposed to say B'kol Ra. They said it B'kol Ra. They put it in big letters that the whole Tzibah said it. So he said, Shad Tzibah again the same idea. That Everyone has to say it. Excuse me. That's how they call Rob. Everyone must say you cannot rely on Shemei Kol. That's the Rakesh Shabbos says. But the guest of the first day by Bikurim, more than that. It's against the Ikur Din of Megillah. Megillah has to be read B'toch HaKtav. Right, Islam. B'toch HaKtav. Baltar reads the Megillah, and I'm looking at my art scroll, which is not B'toch HaKtav, no matter how he splices. I don't know. I shouldn't have called it. I'm not going to go. Maybe art scrolls are good for the Megillah. I don't know. Call Megillah like Sefer Torah. I said, we're going to figure something out for Megillah. I beat the Shul Torah. So I have my art scroll. And so how am I going to the Megillah? Shomea Kaona Bapata. I don't have to talk about the territories. Shomea Kaona means with all Potero, Vidiktukel, this is the Twiz book. If you need to Shimacha, it's a Shimacha. If you need Korom, it's a Korom. If you need to talk about Ksav, it's a Ksav. How do others get out of it? So the mitzvah of Megillah is only Shmir. That's an impossible word. We make a brother al Mikra Megillah. Any event. Now for the name. So what did the Beit HaLevi mean if he didn't mean this? Well, it's like this. Nine. A moral Ahem means there has to be a direct relationship between the Mevorech and the Mizbarach. All the other cases we talk about, whether it be Mikra Megillah, whether it be Kol Rav Megillah, the Kol Rav of Mammon or the Kol Rav of Parshas Bikurim, it's not between me and somebody. I'm not talking to anybody else. But he said, "The master, the Pnei Hashem Elokim, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, no problem. He can relate to him any which way. That's not a problem. But if you have to relate to somebody else, a boss of a job, you got to talk to them. Obviously, my hands are up like this, and there's a guy out there waiting for my brother, and I'm going, there's no shaykhid. You don't relate to him. There's no yachas between you and him. That's what the Beit HaLevi meant. You can't say Shemei Kaona. That's what the Beit HaLevi meant. So there's nothing to do with it. It's Tim's kasha, no kasha. He misunderstood the Beit HaLevi. The mailer on both sides, the Rav used this to answer the Taz's kasha and the Prechodesh kasha from the Yerushalmi against the Machab and the Rosh. Kriya and Megillah is a din of Kriya. Period. A din of Kriya. Shemei Kaona work. So therefore the Mevorech is as if he is the Koreh. Because his friend is reading to him, but it's as if he's reading him. So the man of the Bracha works. But what's the whole Yisod of Kriya HaTorah, the Rav explained? The whole Yisod of Kriya HaTorah is that the Ola is teaching Torah to the people. That's the Yisod of Kriya HaTorah. That's what it's all about. That the Birchas HaTorah needs to be specialized for Kriya HaTorah. The person teaching Am Yisrael. So, in the good old days, when the Ola himself made the Bracha and read, which I understand very well, he's making the Bracha, he's teaching Am Yisrael. Nowadays, that is about Korean and Ola, that the Kashi is Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What's the relationship between the Mevorech and the Tzibur? He requires this relationship through the Birchas Kohanim. So you don't say Shemei Kohanim. That's what the Rosh means. What the Rosh said, Lo Mistaber, that I the oldest, make a bracha on Yaakov's Kriya, on the Balkaris Kriya, because and I have no relationship to the Sefer that way. And therefore, it's not the same as Megillah, there's no need for any relationship. This is the verse the Rav says, based upon the assault of the Beis HaLevi. Incidentally, so why, in fact, do we read the Ten Sons of Haman before the Balkaris? Hello, Dover. I have a story about that. But, 20 years ago in my shul, we were very, very fast. Balkar was still very fast. In fact, I was still reading well. He's so fast, he was accused by a member of the shul of missing one of the 10 sons of Haman. It was not so hard to understand, you know, the other position. The ace is going on. If you're dishonest in the shul, look, you know, don't look at the VH and look down here and you can't miss. If you're an honest Balkari, you're looking at, you know, your eyes going like this, so you can miss one and go, you know, go down one up. And there's some rules. You want to make me have to read over again, don't ask. I said, now I know Pshat's been a good throw. B'nai Nevi'im. Everybody said he has Sarah and Mahomet by themselves. So just in case they accuse about Balkari skipping one, so they answer their own. That's my Pshat. Okay, but let's go back to our matter at hand. I think that the rough Teretz is really in the Bir Halacha. So I'm going to read it to you with an excerpt from the Bir Halacha where he gives the Teretz on his own. And I think it's really saying the same thing, which is as follows. without all the introductions and the Lumbus Array, but he's saying the same thing. Reindome cloud, Dina di Rishalmi, the Marin, the Megillah, the Kriya, the Torah. The Shani, Osman, the Megillah, the Menadim, Kolatiba, Tree, the Likor, the Lavora, Kolecha, the Echa, the Teatmo. The private obligation. Well, the Hoki Echa, the Lavora, the Kulam, Lotiam. Mashenkin, Hoka, the Ain Tatiba, Rashor, the Lachman, the Toshmi, Osam, Elakorio, Mavore. Vim Kank, she ain't no Kori, the Atmo. Ain't no Ella, the Shar, Anchi, Atiba, Shasoman. Vim Kank, Ech, Rashor, the Lavora, Fagabe, Ashon, Lotikin, Rabon, and Rabon, that's what he's saying. You're holding the yourself station to be alone. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what he's saying. Incidentally, the Rav uses his soul to explain why an oval, one of the son cannot get an aliyah. We'll come back to this at the end. An oval, says the show, cannot get an aliyah. What's the difference? It says the shul. It's different if he's getting an aliyah or if he's sitting in shul as one of the listeners. It's exactly the same thing. The Rav says no. The separate Easter and an oval, the father can't learn Torah, he can't teach Torah. And if the oval gets an aliyah, he's teaching, he's considered al-pidin as someone who is teaching Torah. Conversely, the meaning of the chosn gets an aliyah. Why? Because the chosn has an meaning of simcha, and one of the aspects of simcha we know is Talmud Torah. So you want to enhance the extra kima of simcha for the chosn, is that actually a malave Torah. Not only should be a lome Torah. Fine. Adkan, what the Rav said, which I do understand. But it's still a big problem, I brought that. A major problem, which I could not understand the Rav's theory. I've looked it up in the... And it's over there from the, Rav Shechter's notes, you have it? Yeah, okay. But I looked at it, I couldn't understand it. No one can explain what the Rav said, which is the major problem. Go back to the example. The Beit HaLevi said that if I'm speaking Balachash and you can't hear me and I'm a Kohen, it's no good. There's no relationship. Then how did it work over here that the Oler says in a whisper, everybody else, the Baal Torah says it out loud. So now, out after all this Torah, how is the Oler relating to the Tzimur? Look, Ora. He doesn't relate. Elamai says do it out loud. Can't do that. We learn Trey Kol Elam Mishtami. That's what the Russian is finished. Trey Kol Elam Mishtami. Yikra Benachat. Going back to the Beis HaLevi's muscle, this time out it's no good. So I thought maybe that's why the Rav is laying out loud. You ever have a lane with the Rav? You ever get a lane with the Rabbi? You ever have a lane with the Rav got Levi?
Yes.
It was not pretty. He would lane louder than you. Right, very hard, because he would lane louder than you. I remember I had this experience myself. Yeah, but I also know that the professor at risk is out.
Also, I had to go longer, so he could hear the 12 years of hard.
So the question becomes, why? To get some Mefurja Din, so maybe they're cautious. With the Rav Shtigl Torah, said out loud. I forget the Gemara, no, but the Shtigl Torah is against it. I don't know. I figured the Baal Torah will be even louder, so we'll hear it even better. Well, maybe he'll be the Rav, I did the Chavir, you got the Torah's cover. I don't know what Shtigl Torah is going to say, but I know for a fact it's rain out loud. I must say it's a brisker thing. So maybe to answer this kasha, but we're not briskers, we don't want to be out loud. So what do you do? So I want to give an answer like this. Listen carefully. I'm with this answer, I'm going to come back to the end of the shulah. So I'm just going around and around. Let's review. You ready for 2 years of this parole? One shot in Rambam, right? And one shot in the Rosh. Although we're stuck with a little bit of a kasha. Now with these 2 years of this, I want to build to give a further shot to explain the Rosh, which is going to take me back to Rabbi Nimishol. Let me explain to you as follows. The Rishalmi says, the Ferish, that the Torah was given as a sirsur. What's a sirsur? A broker, or an agent, a middleman. This Rishalmi, if you want to look it up, you can see it in the Mordechai, for example, in Simon, in the Sefer Megillah, the one I asked you to see. In Tav Tav Yud Aleph. Right? He says, the same Shanitna Tatar de Sirsur, so too, Kachana Trichalina Galabai de Sirsur. Well, let's say it to Rishalm. And what's that community Rishalm? There's an institution called Targum by both sides. There's a Matur, you can say the Torah over in Targum Unkulus. You looking for a Bagar Megillah? Right here. It's being used. Not being used. Targum Unkulus. That was the minute you say Targum Unkulus, but there was a different person. One person would read the Torah in the Pasuk itself, and another person would read the Targum Unkulus. And this is somehow a fulfillment of Ayadei Sirsur. And therefore, the Rishonim, they were very upset about somebody who was both. He tried to wear two hats. He was the Koyre. He was the Matargim. What are you doing over here, mister? You're violating the din of Al Yedei Sister. Now, what was the spirit of the line of the Torah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe told the people. That's exactly what the first one of Rishonim is saying. So to nowadays, what? The Kore reads to the Meturgamon, and the Meturgamon reads in Aramaic for the people. And what happened is only one person knows the name. No one else knows Hebrew, no one else knows Aramaic properly. You need the same guy to do both. How come one guy wears two hats? You know what he does? He puts up a puppet. I'm sitting here, this is the place of the Valkyrie. This is the place of the retirement. Alright? So I sit and I stand in the place of the Valkyrie, I read the Hebrew. Right? I move over to the place of the retirement. And I ask, so this, the impression of Sirtur is conveying. Someone walks in, oh, there's some kind of a Sirtur. Even though it's not really, it looks like it that way. This is one din. There's another din, Rabbi Yisrael. A Tosefta. Let me read you the Tosefta. It's a Tosefta Megillah Paragimel Halacha Yud Gimel. Also called the Mordechai. Tough Yud Aleph. Chazan HaKneset Lo Yikro Ash Yomulo Acheret Shein Oda Mevazvei Zlatmo. The chas is what we call today the gabai. The gabai. You know, traditionally the gabai doesn't take an aliyah. The gabai, you know, he only gives, doesn't take. Once in a while the gabai is entitled to an aliyah. What if he's a stab, a yotzad, a simcha, a stab, once in a yotzad, get an aliyah. They just walk up. There's a gabai shani call him up, or somebody else calls him up. The person grabbed for himself. So therefore chas na knesset, or omez the crow. If someone stands there, if I'm the gabbai, the same story. I'm the gabbai. And I usually call up a guy, Yamod, 20 by 20. He stands there and I stand here. Now that I'm being called up, so I have to move down to the slot, to the batter box. I'm now the Oleb. I got to put someone else in the circle nearby, in the gabbai spot. He says, look, I'm just standing as a chief. And I'm not beholden to anybody else. That's the Tosefta. What? The Rif Rabbi Yosai and Megillah quotes the Tosefta, quotes the Rishon. There was a few dinim in between them. A few dinim in between. The Rosh quotes the Tosefta and Simon Yudalos and Paragimel, omits the Rishon. And omits the Rishon for very good reason. Because the Rosh writes to Simon Vav, they ask you to see, we no longer have a Targum anymore. There is no Targum. Why is there no Targum? We don't understand Aramaic. Doesn't make any sense. The Yerosh, Shehema, Yom, Targum, and the Forest, the Hamon, Ahom, Shehem, Vidabra, Melosh, and Aramis, Abel, the Dad, Mato, Ella, Shesh, Targum, Kevin, Shehem, Vivinim, also. The Elova, Nilvos, Mayhem, Shehem, Forest, Melosh, and Shehem, Vino, Otgro. Ishlova the Targum, Mishanish, and Nitzkan Beruach HaKadosh. And even all the great Askamas and Oscar gods, none of them said it was written Beruach HaKadosh. Okay? So you cannot use any other translation. So there's no point in Targum. There's no point. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kufman Hay Siv Gimel. There's no Targum. Interestingly, the Rosh has something similar in Brochus, the first parak, and the Mechala quotes in Resh Pei Hay. Shnayim Mikra V'yecha Targum. What's the point of Targum? You don't understand Targum. Targum should be able to understand better. We understand Hebrew better than Aramaic. But interestingly, there they didn't take the final step. So there it says, well, you need to be able to either with Targum or with Rashi. Maybe Rashi is better because you understand what the Rashi means. The Chorah should have said, Dafka Rashi. Matzah well, there's for Targum. It's an aside. Fine. So now, when the Mordechai quotes the Tosefta and quotes the Rishonim nearby, he says, Chaz and Omer Likros Echad Omer Acher Omer Mechaz Lavat Yikro Kachi Betot Sefta. The Rif quote. V'hochi Isa Bi Rishami V'Pirikin. The Gemara says Hali V'Chaz Barnash Korei V'Korei V'Lomuki Barnash Tachtoi. I'm like, also the Chaz. Because you did the Mesirsa, etc., etc. That's what the Turk quotes in the Simakuf Memala. So my understanding is, it's a completely unrelated dinim. The only Sada Shavashavam is, you're supposed to have another man there, and if in the occurrence in which the man is missing, because some freakish occurrence that either the only one person that's both the Kriya and the Targum, or the Gabay Fana got an Aliyah, so in those rare instances, you have to put a puppet up there to stand there, to do nothing, and make believe it's he's standing in for the Gabay, or for the Korei, respectively, when the Gabe gets an Aliyah, when the Korei becomes a Matarga. That's the only comparison which the Mordechai had in mind. That's how I understand it. But by having someone else there, so it looks as if that's the Gabe and I'm the Ola, even though I'm the Gabe really too, or it looks like he's the Korei, I'm the Matarga. That's all. However, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes this comparison, it's a completely different way. In Simin Kufan Al Siv Dalit. Im Shat Rote Lavorach Laatmo Velikros Sorek Shiyamot Acher Etzlo Shekashem Shenit Natorai De Sirsur Kacha Natrich Aminag Bar De Sirsur. So this is the Machaber, which goes back ultimately to the Mordechai. But if I, forgive me if I must say it, it's a misunderstanding of my opinion of the Mordechai. The Mordechai never meant these two of them the same thing. He just meant in both cases, you have someone standing in for you. He didn't mean that the din of the Gabbai had something to do with the idea of Sirsim. And look how this, if I'm correct, it's not accurate, look how one thing leads to another. Yeah.
The Mordechai also sounds like a
Sirsim. It is? Let me take a look. I don't have the mark. That's the one I have to see?
I don't know.
Let me take a look. I have. What's the name?
Yes, yeah, right.
Let me take a look. What's the name? What? Top, what? Kuf Meme. Let's take a look. Kuf Nune. Let's take a look. Top, Kuf Nune. Abena Mishulam. Hold on. Still a Levayish. Okay. Yizor Shat. That's what I asked you to see. Yizor Shat. Shalom Likro. Yikro Ela Mishio Dea Likro. Shalom the Rashar Laman Ashikru Shat. Shalom Yilu Noda. He might be seen on the list. You're right. The Chaimato Sat. Shalom Yerif. But the question is still, even granted the Mordechai, which I asked you to see over here, doesn't say exactly that. Let me read it again. Yizor shat lo yikra elamisha deo likos shein odom b'rashar lama ha-shikru shat. Period. Right? That's the concept. Okay? Then he says, kida'aminan Allah da'hi manasinasa de'sirsur. Just as you say over there, there has to be a guy who's doing nothing, who is standing in there to create a semblance of a seer. So too, and the guy here was standing there to create a semblance of Misha Yikru. He didn't call me up. You know, in the original, they didn't call up. You know, did they call up in the old years?
Did
they actually call you up? Most 20 and 20 in those days? I don't know. They have to then. I don't know.
Come up,
right, exactly. Now, they have, I'm just curious. Who knows this is? In the good old days, when they were in the Zman HaTalmud, when they would, the person would get up and he would read on his own. They call you a Mot Chaim and Shimon. Or they just say, you know, my guess, that arrange in advance. You don't have a great reader, you can read four times. You want to say something? So he told me four times, Chaim ben Shimon, you're reading the first Aliyah. Yosef ben Shaul, the second Aliyah. Avraham ben Yitzchak, the third Aliyah. They all do it there. They have to just come up. That's an easy crew of shots. So I told him on Friday night, to prepare. No. So I'm trying to explain how I read this Mordechai. Vizor shots, v'yikru, el-mishio, de-alikros. Right? I can't want to get up on his own. No. And all them are sure that I'm an Ashi Guru shot. So nobody's going to get up. I'm Lenny Slichy. Guys, I'm Mr. Pastor. I'm Lenny Slichy this week. I have these days. I have a problem with this. I have a major problem with this, Mr. Pastor. With my Koopa. A lot of big problems. Sorry, you can't pick up your water lane. No, we decided on the lane. You can't. I'm sorry. So if a guy just can't walk up the lane. Now, in explaining, saying, "Other my son, I'm an Ashi Guru shot." So it's not only an informal preparation, but in the form of the formality, either you have to call him up, Yamo, Tronim, and Tronim, or if you don't say, you say, okay, point it, you come up. I just can't come up on my own. Now, Kidamina Allah Dahi minus in outside his sister, that's the Rishon. That's not the Zin at all, the Chara. Kidamina Allah Dahi minus in outside his sister, on that you Rishon, where it says, I they sir, sister, so what does it say there? Chad banash the kokori velo muki banash taftoi. He didn't put somebody else in his place. He didn't put ourselves in that situation. The chayimah don't have to shave your ribs. You ask a kash b'chval, but it's b'chval not shekel, so what's the connection? What is he doing over here? Why is the Mordechai mentioning this whole phrase? He should say as follows. He's zohar shak. So yikra v'isha dea likra shay nada b'yod rasha lama shikru shak. Period. The chashat is the gabbai. Should make sure to call someone who's qualified. And he has the ability to do that because no one can get an aliyah without him. So what are you saying? What's the whole next sentence to do anything? Forget my shikul Torah. What's the whole next sentence? Could I mean him until a riff? What does that do? What that is? That's not what the Yishalmi means at all. Because that clear what the Yishalmi says. The Yishalmi don't matter. No one says that to Yishalmi. Those are not the words of the Yishalmi. Right. So I'm explaining to you. So maybe he means Kidamina Allah Dahi Manasinal said it's sister. On that Yishalmi, where it says Manasinal, what does it add over there? That's if somebody to stand in. And it's Osef, someone has to stand in. You see how seriously they took this? They took it so seriously, they had something that got a part of the procedure of Kriyas HaTorah. Even if it's not done the normal way, you have to put somebody as a stand in. That's how I understood this, even this Mordechai. Okay, the kids, I understand why the Shulchan Aruch read it this way, even the Mordechai in Megillah, Kavachom, and the Mordechai in Manos. But I saw their shot, not the Mordechai there, not the Mordechai here. We'll have to discuss later what is the shot of the Mordechai here. Let me go back to what I'm saying. So based upon this, look how far did Mr. Brewer went, according to the Levush. One thing leads to another. The Levush writes, the Kod says, Raya, look at this now. No, I didn't shot Gabbai, Omeis al Sefer Torah. He needs three people. Look at this now. He's called a Sgan. A Sgan who kiviyochol b'mokam Hashem Yisborach. The Gabbai is God. With my rod. This one guy is good. Mitzvah shrops love the father, the coolest of the father. The Gabbai is competitive to Hashem Yisborach. Good thing he walked out. And there's that. Well, when we come in, okay, let's come up here. So hold on. Shehu mitzaveh likro tuchol mishi yirza. Va'korei. The Balkari who has tirsur. The Malkam Moshe. Va'ole. Who mekabe ha-mekabe la-malkam kol yisrael v'shlichusa. Levush. The koin to the Mishnah Berurah, the Levush, the Gabbai is God. That's what it says. That is an interesting. You still read to this? If a Gabbai gets yelled at, he shouldn't respond. This is a beautiful Mishnah Berurah. To take it on the chin, and it should be never lost, made him over it. Later, they should walk away. In Europe, the Gabbai, I tell you, should walk away. There's no creation of Torah. Jeez, nice. That was Lebedick. So we shouldn't do that. That's, we're not going into that now. In my opinion, the whole thing is wrong. It's wrong from Mechila Vato. Came there early. It's all wrong. So what really is the Pshat? So what really is the Pshat? Sirius was only by Targum. Doesn't do it, Sirius. They'll say, hey, I'm sorry. So we don't have a Sirius at all? Will the Vato be a giant? Is the man Azeh a bit of Sirius? Well, what can I do? I can't help it. We don't have Aramaic, so we're not a bit of Sirius. That's the process. Permit me to make a following suggestion. Let me read you the Rosh again in the Septa Megillah in Simin Vov. We read before the part which said that doesn't pay to retire from his manifest. But the Rush goes further than that. The Rush is the quote the Gemara. The Ika Turgaman is only 21 psukim for that Torah. Shai. The Gemara. Lo shana Rabba Shein Turgaman, etc. Mikan nash mashagab yimechach me'ashat hoyam mekoimit so hoyam metagamim. We can't stumble them in a game and say, none of them are given a because he was shouting, and a target of Akim, etc., etc. Frege Chakasha, what happens to Sirsu? Look, Bizman is there. We can't do it. Bizman up, there was, apparently, there were places where they didn't know target that well, but they could have at least done it. So it seems to me, I have a Chiddush. Chiddush. Historical Chiddush. So when people started becoming more amoratic, it used to be until the time when they knew everything. They knew how to lane, they knew target, they knew everything. Then people started losing all the ideas. They started becoming like us, you know, we don't know too much. They didn't know the target, they didn't know how to lane. So at that point in time, perhaps, according to Rabbeinu Meshulam anyway, they started a new institution, the institution of the Valkyrie. That's where it came from. So people started becoming less learned in Semitic languages, both Hebrew and Aramaic. So they started having a Valkyrie. Didn't they have any Targum anymore? And it wasn't right that every single Ola should read because he's not going to know what he's doing anymore. That's what happened. And you know what, therefore, Rabotai? We have a kind Sirsur. We picked this replacement theory. Instead of having the Matar game, what happened in the good old days? Let's chazer again. It was a Sirsur. So who was the Sirsur? What? Who? What? Where? So the Kore in the olden days, Rabotai, was, forgive me, Maran, the Kore was the Rabbanu Shalom. And the Matar game was Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Tzibur was the Tzibur. Was that the cut? A Tzibur. There is a Tzibur standing there. Rav Shalom doesn't make sense to me. There is a Tzibur. We didn't call it Tzibur. We all have Moshe. We all have Hashem. We all have Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Tzibur we have, he had to go and he had to bring the Gabbai in somehow. With this misunderstanding, he had to bring the Gabbai in. But there's two more guys there, so the Tzibur left out. Why can't the Tzibur be a Tzibur? It's the part of Binko. So that's how it used to be. The Kore was the Mokam Hashem Yisbarach. And the Metagin was Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Tzibur was the Tzibur. And Bizman Azera Barsai. They're the same thing. How? The Ole, the person gets up to get called up for the Aliyah. Don't underestimate an Aliyah. So we're saying that the one who gets the Aliyah is in Bimkon the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Valkyrie is Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Tzibur is the Tzibur. That's how you and I fulfill the Tzibur every single time when we have Kriyas HaTorah. If that's the case, if I'm right, that they had to do this to fulfill the need of Tzibur, then even with Mara Gemara, there were places where they had this, another person reading an old and a Korah. But they had to fulfill the Tzibur. As soon as Targum became extinct, and you want that in a Sirsur, so they introduced it there, which is like, if you want to be a star, well, maybe it came because they weren't so learned anyway. But I call upon him, there was such a din. Memela, I expect, call it on the Shtami. No, he read Balachash, as we saw in the tour of the Rosh. After the Mogan Avraham, what he said. The Mogan Avraham says, cut no limit in Shiva, deferred to a case, what is about Korei reading? And when Moshe Yisroel that says, obviously the Magen Avraham, assuming it was about a Talmud, there were places where there was a Balkari and there was an Ola. Now let's go back to Rabbeinu Meshulam, Rabbi Shai. Mamish Kevin Chomen. What's the reason why we have a Balkari reading loud and an Ola reading quietly? What's the whole reason for this? The whole reason is to fulfill the din of Ayyidei Sirsur. Why? Because the Torah was given Ayyidei Sirsur. How? Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klal Yisrael. But that's only true of the entire Torah, except for the last eight sukkah. For the last eight sukkah, we already saw in the Gemara and the Nachas, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say those eight words, they were eight sukkim. So if he did say those eight sukkim, so the din of Ayyidei Sirsur doesn't apply over there. So therefore, there's no need for the Ola to stay along in a whisper. I'm wondering, according to the earlier Tkufa, when they had a Targum, one could argue that the last day of Tkufa, there was no Targum. Because if the whole idea of Targum is, again, it's hard for the idea of explaining to people, but if they didn't understand, he was just as well. But all the other times, it was the creative idea of Tirsur, the Korah, the Meturgim, and the Tzibur, as Hashem and Moshe and Tzibur, the last day Tzukim. There's no need for idea of Tirsur. That could be a Pshat, the original Pshat, in Yochid Koriyosu. Originally, so it was only a Korah, no Meturgim. Any event, Rabotai, the din of Tirsur presumably is not Meturgim. Not Meturgim. If it would be Meturgim, then we should make sure that the Bal Korah should never get an aliyah. We cut him down pretty much to size, but Bal Korah should never get an aliyah. Even if it's not mitzvah parsha, he shouldn't get an aliyah. Because he's killing the Nevi'im de Tirsur. So either we say it's not Meturgim, or when the Kayim did of Tirsur by having someone stand next to him. Who stands next to him? The Gabbai. We probably got Anthony Axe. So the Gabbai now is to play the role only when the Valkyrie gets an aliyah. But the Gabbai is not one of the three. Sorry that I don't insult you. The Lush called you the Rebbe, I'm calling you nobody. You're not even part of the whole threesome. Not Kamina. When the Valkyrie gets an aliyah, when the Valkyrie gets an aliyah, who holds on to the Eitz Chaim? So usually we have a minhag, the Bakar holds on to one, and the Ole holds on to the other one. And if the Bakar gets an aliyah, you'll all be holding on to both. I would say, no, he should hold on to one. And someone else, either God holds on to one on his left, or the previous Ole should hold on to one on his right, shouldn't hold on to both. It looks like there's no spiritual over here. Bam. Now, Rabotai, let me come back to the din of the rush. I hold it to Lamish Emes Lamita. Why does the rush require that the person read along Balakash? As explained before, that there's no Yerushalmi Fakert, that we understand. But what's the need? What's the point of it? Goes back to the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi says you have to have a relationship between the Ole and the Tzibur. So we asked the Kasha before, Reb Benishel, what relationship? He's only speaking in a whisper. And the Beis HaLevi himself, when it came to Berachas Kohanim, said there's no connection between the Kohen who's whispering and the Tzibur that doesn't hear him. So why is there a relationship here between a Ole who's whispering and a Tzibur that doesn't hear him? Let me ask you a question, Rabbi Shem. Amor Lehem means direct. That's what Amor Lehem means. That's to be the call, that's to be direct. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he spoke to us and said, Re'eh, Anoch, and Oth, Lehem, Yom, Baruch Hu, Klol. So the time should begin tomorrow. That means, so since we only heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu, so there's no connection to Hashem and Christ and Re'eh, Anochi. So he said, that's Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. Leave us safe at Dvorah. So let's go back to previous. Let's go back to Teres HaDibris. Right? Lo Tis Hashem Hashem Elkechel Hashem. So Moshe is again speaking, but doesn't come directly. There's no connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Christ, whenever Moshe is speaking on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course there's a connection. The whole Torah comes as the word of Hashem to Am Yisrael. True. It's only Anokhi Lo Yilecha, which is direct. You heard me say that guru. But the remainder is also a connection, that is the connection between Am Yisrael and Hashem, that is in those two psukim. It's much beyond that. It's the entirety of Torah. I said it to Moshe Rabbeinu, who said it to us. Okay. Al Yadei Tirtzu. Which means, when it comes to Nesina Tatorah, the post that Birchas Kodem, I'm all ahead, comes to Nesina Tatorah, if Hashem said to Moshe, he said to us, there's a connection between Hashem and us through Moshe Rabbeinu. So too, when I read in Hebrew and you read in Aramaic and the people didn't understand, you don't understand Aramaic, because I have no connection to the people. Well, that is a connection. But I'm saying in Hebrew, you're saying in Aramaic, and it connects through you. So too, if I whisper and you say it out loud, there's a connection between me and the people through you, through the Balkar. Amor Lehem, the Koran is the only part of the connection when it comes to Duchenim between the Kohen and the Mizmorech has to be the Koran. But Koran is not
A requirement all the time. There could be cases where it's clear from the context that A is speaking to C through B. There's a connection from A to C, even though C never hears A. Doesn't make a difference. There's still a connection. And there's a Gemara in Moed Kot to this effect. I'll say the last Marabok. The Gemara in Moed Kot, now from Aleph, from an Aleph says that someone who's an Avelis shouldn't give a shear. If Rabbi Trichelo, he has to give a shear. But Rabbi Barachana was an Avelis, he wants to give a shear. Sovel Ukmi Amora Ale. He wants, as usual, the Amora couldn't say that, the Gedol, what we call Amora, there was the Gedol Ador. They're not just loud voices, there were no mics in those days. So what would happen? The Gadol Hador would whisper into the ear of some burly chested top of Kofa, would then over a bye, they'd scream out that they would be able to hear him all the way back in the base message. So Rabbi Bar Chana wanted to say, over Rabbi Bar Chana, and tell you this. Uvad Shlo Yamid Beturgama. Rabbi said, I can't do it. Can't do it, so what do you do? So Rabbi Yehuda was an Avel. He whispered to Rabbi Hananya. Rabbi Hananya whispered to a Beturgama. It was an extra step. So there was an Indian of Tosh about Pair that I whispered to A, and he said it out loud to the entire community. Right? And in order to limit this connection between the Avel and the people, which is the Rav said in the separate Yisrael of Lulavim, they required an extra step. Somehow to limit the association. The same thing applies to Kriyas HaTorah. You whisper in his ear, and he says it out loud to the people. Only one difference, Rabbi. Here the text is known in advance. When Rabbi Bar Chana or Rabbi Yehuda was ready to say a shir, the Amora, who said in a loud voice, couldn't say it along with the Magid Shir. Because he didn't know what he was about to say. We have Rabbi Alton Metzger, the genius. He hears a shear in Hebrew and he says it in Yiddish 2 seconds later, or vice versa. And he's having these, what they call simultaneous translation, which is not quite simultaneous, because they have to hear it first. Even with all his genius, he has to hear it first. He doesn't know what he's going to say before he says it. That's exactly the kind of an amor that we're talking about. So when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, so I get called the Fenelia. All about Kriyas HaTorah, the genius. He knows the dance I'm going to say. He knows the text in advance. But conceptually, what's happening is, I'm whispering in his ear, and he's telling all people. Except he knows the text in advance. So he and I can talk at the same time. That's the Israel of Kriyas HaTorah. Huh? The idea of the witness should really be ahead of him. But since the witness, most witnesses doesn't have trouble enough saying it with the Bakari. But conceptually, it's just ahead of him. I don't know what he's doing. But most all of them don't know what to do. They're waiting for the Bakari. You can sit there all day. I'm waiting for you. You're waiting for me. Ray. Is it Ra'ah? Is it Ray? I don't know what it is. Yeah? Because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the text in advance, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. Then he was Matagi. But the Abba Kari is, since we have the experience of what Moshe Rabbeinu already wrote down, we know what's going to be raised for the first Aliyah, the second Aliyah, he knows it in advance. So he can say at the same time as the Oath. Right. Because we're saying it at the same time, but conceptually, I'm saying it, and he's saying it out loud to the old people, as he has in the case of the Turgut. That's my shot. It explains the Rosh, it explains the Ben HaMishulam, it explains the Shalom Shulam, it explains all these in Yonah. I hope it's ended. I want to thank everybody, so this may be the last year of this month, for participating so wonderfully. I'm thanking you, but you're a Maturgamon to all those who left already. There are more people left than are here. So on my behalf, you can thank them as well for participating and for joining us in the Beis Medrash and in the Shiurim, which should be Zochet, Amit HaShol Torah, Amin Yomim.